now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, and the occupation, now is the time. It's essential for a people to govern their own affairs and return to the land of which their rightful heirs. Living in exile is like life suspended. For people back home, the misery never ended. Those who resist are accused of terrorism for refusing to accept conditions worse than a prison to the world. Much of the suffering is invisible, mountain of evidence held to be inadmissible. Occupations dehumanize populations, the strongest supporters are the world's wealthy nations. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. It's the women and children that suffer most from occupation. The story should be broadcast by every U.S. station. Maybe then the people would push the administration to suspend the billions in aid we give the Israeli nation. Maybe someday mothers could breathe a sigh of relief and their hearts begin to heal from the decades of grief. Enough of roadmaps and Israel's iron fist. The immoral state of affairs must cease to exist. How do you explain a 3-year-old shot in the head or an 80-year-old being crushed to death in his bed? Bishop Tutu has said that Palestine is a replica of what blacks had to endure in apartheid South Africa. Many get the connection, others choose to ignore it. They say no to divestment, but back then they were for it. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Iraq was invaded against the will of the people, and now the same clique is trying to bring us a sequel. Human rights to the rulers are just meaningless words. They don't care about Americans and much less the Kurds. War means profit and power for the corporate elite. Contractors looted Iraq and they weren't even discreet, like pimps in the night. And the soldiers, the hookers, along with perverted patriots and the curious onlookers. Fallujah was no mistake, nor Abu Ghraib and Haditha. Human life gets no respect, recall the song by Aretha. If it were animals being abused in a cage, the mainstream media by now would have the world in a rage. But it's only human mothers and daughters, so the corporate networks make sure that nobody bothers. Images of carnage are considered in poor taste. The masses are blind as blood rivers flood to the waist. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time. Afghanistan, Iraq and Palestine, end the occupation, now is the time.